January 21st, 2011, the 25th anniversary of Mary, Protectress of the Faith. Our Lady comes as Protectress of the Faith. She says, "Praise be to Jesus." Under this title, I come to draw together my children in the tradition of faith and to protect the faith God has placed in their hearts from the onslaught of the compromise of these days. Through the invocation of this title, I will protect the remnant from error and from falling prey to the new secularism which claims the faith of so many people. This new secularism urges the faithful to believe that their conscience holds supremacy over the Ten Commandments or any formal church teaching. There are so many who, embracing this falsehood, slip to their perdition due to a false conscience. A false conscience is one that has departed from the truth. The messages that Heaven gives today and throughout the history of this mission emphasize the importance of living in the truth, for all the messages are but capillaries of the original call of the Protectress of the Faith. When faith stands protected, truth is protected. So today, dear children, remember to call upon your Heavenly Mother under this title, Protectress of the Faith, and I will come immediately to your aid. If you invoke me as Protectress of the Faith and Refuge of Holy Love, you will find yourselves safely within the confines of my heart. The title Protectress of the Faith is the key to my Immaculate Heart. The title Refuge of Holy Love is my heart. Note, after checking with a theologian from the diocese, the bishop rejected Our Lady's request for the title Protectress of the Faith, stating that there already were too many devotions to Blessed Mother and the Saints. Our Lady requested this title from the Cleveland bishop in 1987.